Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
One morning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. I'm just thrilled to be with you here today on the radio. In a bit, we're going to play audio from a new YouTube video that we'll be releasing very soon. And it's a 1 minute and 45 second video. And it has a few excerpts from my debate with famous theologian James White this summer at Denver's Brown Palace Hotel. It was on whether or not the future was settled or open. And these quotes have to do with the startling debate aftermath when R.C. Sproul Jr., commenting on the debate, and James White said that God the Son does not have two natures, divine nature, which of course God the Son has eternally had a divine nature. And then Christians have taught for 2,000 years, as the Bible says a dozen times over, that God the Son, that God took on a human nature, that God became flesh. And so James White said that I never said that God the Son has two natures. And R.C. Sproul Jr. said that God the Son does not have two natures. And that was all rather startling. Aside from how startling it is for a Christian, especially a well-known Christian, to deny that God the Son has two natures, there's also the shock, the surprise, that James White would contradict himself from what he said, what he admitted five times in the debate, five times. And we're going to play those five excerpts all within a minute and 45 seconds. So you'll hear that in just a few moments. Our telethon September, our goal, we're at $3,000. $3,100. Now, that's pretty minimal, right? But we're only on one radio station. You know, a lot of Christian shows, they're on 300 stations, 1,200 stations. We're on one. We're on one station, and we're honored to be here on K-Light, Denver's KLTT radio. Been here since April of 1991. It's been a long time. And we do not have a large foundation behind us. We don't have a mega church. It's you, me, and the Lord. That's it. And we need your help. So we're at $3,000, and our goal is $25,000. And if you appreciate the Bible teaching you get on this program, then please, we need your help. And the Christian World Foundation that we help to disseminate to more and more people so that more and more people, thousands of us eventually, can give an answer to those who ask for the hope that is within us. By the way, a lot of news lately. Before we get to that video, and also after the video, I think I'd like to mention to you guys some of our seminars we've had over the years, because getting those seminars on audio or DVD will help with our telethon. Making a donation will help. And also, we have another seminar coming up in Denver at the Brown Palace in November, mid-November, on the global flood. And it's a different kind of seminar than normal. So I'll share that with you too. But so much news, well, especially about the Jews, the hatred of the Jews, Islam, the Islamic State, and how Jerusalem is the center of turmoil in the world, as was predicted, prophesied in the Hebrew scriptures thousands of years ago. And so it's still to this day, of course, the Bible is God's word. And I'd just like to issue a warning to those of you who might have friends or might read websites that are anti-Semitic. Please beware. Right, we have an article at our website, kgov.com. If you click on the writings tab, bunch of articles. The very last article, they're alphabetically listed. So the very last article is, I was thinking it was the first one, anti-Semite, but it, actually the title is, You Might Be an Anti-Semite If. And so then there's an article warning that because of bad theology, Christians for many, many centuries have, there's been a segment of Christianity, mostly because of their bad theology, that has been anti-Semitic. And that's sin. It's utterly destructive. And you'd be casting your lot in with very wicked people if you have a tendency toward anti-Semitism. So if you yourself are not Jewish, if you are not ethnically Jewish yourself, and then you, we have a little quiz there. Do any of these describe you? Right? When you see a wicked deed, you know whether or not a Jew did it. If that describes you, then you're an anti-Semite. If you have never warned anyone against being an anti-Semite, well, then you might be an anti-Semite. If you have ever defended anti-Semites' hatred of the Jews, like Martin Luther had an intense hatred of the Jews, if you ever defended him for that, you might be an anti-Semite. If you think that the Jews deserve to be despised, if you think that the Jews are the enemy, if you do not love the Jews as much as all other ethnic peoples, beware of anti-Semitism. Just beware. Okay. And with, you know, Hamas and Hanbali and Muhammad Abu Abbas and Shambali and Muhammad Atta, and all these, you notice all these hams in the terrorist names? I mean, they're everywhere. They're just absolutely everywhere. And there's a reason for that. There's a worldview in opposition to the Semites. You know, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the descendants of Shem are Semites. And those then of Abraham, specifically, they are Jews. We also call them Hebrews. And so people who hate the Jews, we call them, they're referred to as anti-Semites. And Ham had a son named Canaan, father of the Canaanites. And there are many who oppose Israel who just tend to culturally or religiously tend to identify with the Canaanites. And it goes way back through centuries. And so we have Mohammed and Hamas and Hanbali. That's Osama bin Laden's Southeast Asia terrorist group. I know he's dead, but. And Muhammad Atta and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Remember the Holland Tunnel terrorist? What was his name? Asim Hamoud. And remember the LAX terrorist who murdered at the El Al ticket counter, the Jewish ticket counter, Hesham Mohammed. He had two hams in his name. And the terrorist sniper back east, John Alvin Mohammed, and Mohammed Abu Abbas. And remember the Beslan school massacre, Shamil Basayev. So at any rate, there is a worldview that can help us understand what's going on. In fact, kgov.com/ham. That'll help. kgov.com/ham. So just beware, as there's a growing anti-Semitism in Europe that's becoming rabid, of course, the same wicked temptation will be here in America to hate the Jews, to hate any, fill in the blank, to hate the blacks. Hate the blacks. Hate the Mexicans. Hate the, just fill in the, does anybody hate the Italians? Who would hate the Italians? Oh, the Swiss, sorry. All you need for one group to hate another is for there to be another group. That's all you need. You got two groups, and there'll be a tendency for the groups to hate one another. So you have bad theology, and Martin Luther wrote a book on the Jews and their lies, and it was one of the most despicable works, books ever published in the history of the human race. And the Lutheran Church of America has apologized to Israel and to the Jews for that book. And by the way, my book, My Life's Work, The Plot, we cover that in one of the chapters in The Plot. We look at that part of history, and we see the theology that led to that. So false theology will often lead in surprising ways, unexpected ways. It will express itself in sin. It's rather sad. Okay, now, we have audio from a YouTube video that we are getting ready to release. And this video, a 1 minute and 45 second video of excerpts from my debate with theologian James White. And there's a few screens that have just text. So what I will do is, of course, I'll read the text to you, and then you will hear the dialogue. But the first screen is going to have a quote from James White, and then after every excerpt of dialogue, the same screen pops back up with the same quote. And the quote comes from 2 days after the debate. In responding to the debate organizer, James White wrote that God the Son does not have two natures, which in and of itself is, it's not only shocking, it's heresy. It's heresy to say that God the Son does not have two natures, a divine and a human nature. It's called the incarnation. God the Son became a man. He took on humanity. So James White wrote to the debate organizer on July 10th, 2 days after the debate, God the Son does not have two natures. And then he added he was annoyed at the debate organizer because the debate organizer, responding to R.C. Sproul Jr. publicly, said, well, R.C., even James White disagrees with you because James White acknowledged that God the Son has two natures. Something that R.C. Sproul Jr., in a shocking development in the debate aftermath, R.C. Sproul Jr. denied that God the Son has two natures. It's just shocking. And what motivated him and James White to say this after the fact? You know, they've never said this in their entire Christian ministry, in their careers. They've never said it. None of their theologians that they love and they admire and they promote, none of their theologians have ever said this. R.C. Sproul Sr., R.C. Sproul, he never said this. In fact, he's described this as heresy, this denial that God the Son took on a human nature, a second nature. R.C. Sproul Sr. has described this as heresy, as has the church for about 2,000 years, and it became explicit in Chalcedon, in the Chalcedon Creed. Explicit that God the Son has two natures, and you deny that, and it's a form of heresy. So at any rate, we will now play this video, and so I'll read to you the quote on the screens that you're not going to be able to hear the dialogue, and then so we'll go in and out of that. But okay, you ready, Wally? All right, let's start. The very first screen comes on in the video, and the headline is James White in the Bob Enyart debate aftermath. And then there's a quote from July 10th, 2014, and it says, 2 days after the debate. The quote from James White, God the Son does not have two natures. I did not admit that he did, does, will.
Speaking of the divine and human nature, did God the Son go from one nature to two natures?
He took on a human nature, yes.
Okay, then we go back to the quote. James White says, I did not admit that God the Son has two natures.
Today and forever in the future, doesn't he have two natures, a divine and a human nature, forever?
Yes.
And then we go back to the quote. James White says, I never admitted that he has two natures.
He took an action, and today and forever he has two natures.
And then back to the quote, James White, I did not admit that God the Son has two natures.
So you asserted earlier that even though God the Son had one nature for eternity past and now has two natures for eternity future, still he has not changed essentially.
That's correct.
I got that right?
Yep.
Okay, and again, James White, God the Son does not have two natures. I didn't admit that he did, does, will.
So you agree that eternally past, God the Son only had one nature.
Of course.
And today, God the Son has two natures.
That's correct.
That's correct. So that's it. Five times in the debate, James White admitted that God the Son had two natures, a divine and a human nature. Five times in the debate. So the final screen of this 1 minute and 45 second YouTube says, the shocking debate aftermath. Then there's a quote from R.C. Sproul Jr. on July 9th, 2014, the day after the debate. And then a quote from James White on July 10th. In July 9th, R.C. Sproul Jr. wrote this, and it was shocking. God the Son didn't go from one nature to two natures. God the Son didn't have a human nature. God the Son does not now, nor has he ever had two natures. R.C. Sproul Jr. That's shocking. July 9th, that was in the aftermath of the debate, basically trying to spin the debate, because the ultimate commitment that Calvinists have, their ultimate theological commitment, is that God cannot change. He is utterly unchangeable. He cannot change in any way. And they have that commitment because of their commitment to Plato and pagan Greek philosophy. They have a commitment. I'm not just saying there's a similarity. When you read Augustine and Aquinas and Luther, Calvin, you see that they have a commitment to pagan Greek philosophy. They want it to be right, and they defend it. And so in their seminaries, they offered a classical education, starting with the Reformation, that their schools, if you wanted to be a minister, you went to their seminaries, and they were divided into three departments or three schools in the seminary. And it was theology, language, so you could study Hebrew and Greek, and the classics, which was Plato and Aristotle and Plotinus. That was part of how they taught people to be ministers. They had an utter commitment to Greek philosophy. Thomas Aquinas, whom these theologians love, he wrote 13 commentaries, not on Paul. He should have written them on Paul, because Paul, you know, there were 12 apostles and then Paul. Paul wrote 13 epistles. He should have written 13 commentaries on Paul's epistles, but he wrote 13 commentaries on Aristotle. Thomas Aquinas, the good doctor. Augustine was addicted to Plato. He said he would not become a Christian until his mother's bishop, Ambrose, who was also addicted to Plato, said that he could interpret the Bible based on Plato, and then he'd feel comfortable with it. And he was so happy, and he started to do that, and he wrote the most popular theology books ever, became the most influential theologian in the history of the Christian church, interpreting the Bible based on Plato. He should have interpreted Plato based on the Bible, because the Bible is the fundamental truth. And the Bible can show you where Plato was totally wrong. So at any rate, during the debate, when James White admitted five times that God the Son went from one nature to two natures. Now, when someone changes in what you can call part of their nature, that's a big change. That's not just like your hair growing a little bit longer and you need a haircut. I mean, we all, everyone listening to this program, we all have a human nature. We're all human. And let's say there were aliens and there were Klingons, and you also became a Klingon. You took on a Klingon nature. That would be a little bit of a change, right? A little change. I mean, it'd be a change. So if God the Son takes on a second nature, and he's now not only God, he's also the man, Jesus Christ. He is both. One person who is both. The person of God the Son is the person of Jesus Christ. They're not two different people. And whatever happened to Jesus happened to God the Son, because Jesus is God the Son, and God the Son is Jesus. And any other teaching is heresy. And so when James White admitted five times in the debate that God the Son had one nature for eternity past and now has two natures for eternity future, it's really hard then to maintain that that's not a change. That's just hard to pull off, because the true believers will agree with you. But the people who are thinking will think, and they'll say, if God the Son took on a human nature, that's a change. That's a change, and the incarnation is the fundamental non-negotiable doctrine of Christianity. The incarnation is the fundamental non-negotiable doctrine of Christianity, not Plato's ideas of timelessness or immutability. They're secondary. The thing that Christianity cannot sacrifice and must have an ultimate commitment to is the incarnation, that Jesus Christ is worshipped because he is God the Son. Because God the Son became flesh. He became a man. He took on a human nature. And at opentheism.org/James White, you could see about 15 Bible verses. Just click on the aftermath, the shocking debate aftermath. You'll see about 15 verses that explicitly teach that God the Son took on a human nature. So R.C. Sproul Jr., we understand his motivation when he wrote this. And he was hoping it was just going to win a debate, and after a post-debate debate with the organizer, Will Duffy. R.C. Sproul Jr. was just trying to spin the debate with Will Duffy. He didn't expect that this would develop its own momentum. I don't think he expected James White to come in and affirm what R.C. Sproul Jr. had written. So R.C. Sproul Jr. wrote, God the Son didn't go from one nature to two natures. God the Son didn't have a human nature. God the Son does not now, nor has he ever had two natures. That's shocking. And then James White, when the debate organizer, Will Duffy, said, R.C., even James White disagrees with you, because he acknowledged in the debate that God the Son has two natures now. He took on a human nature. So James White was angry at the debate organizer for saying that. James White wrote this on July 10th. God the Son does not have two natures. I did not admit that he did, that he does, that he will. Wow. I mean, it's all shocking. And so you could see the debate and the aftermath at opentheism.org/James White. Or you could go to our website, if you forget, kgov.com/James White. It's all there. So, and you know what? If you want to call to help us with our telethon, we're just at $3,100. You can order. Remember Greg Jackson said, if you ask for his book, 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die, which has been released today on Amazon. Today is the day, Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. And the book has Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, Dr. King. She has endorsed the book. R.C. Sproul Jr. has endorsed the book. Isn't that fun? That's just so fun. He's the first name endorsing the book in the print copy. Alveda just endorsed it once it went on to Amazon. But also J.C. Watts endorsed the congressman. And Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. So that's just so funny, you know. It's funny that R.C. Sproul Jr. and I have both endorsed a book that's just out right now. If you donate how much to get this book as a gift for the telethon? $50 or more. Some people have donated $100. Somebody from Florida donated how much for the book? $250 for the book. That was just such, thank you so much. So we're at $3,100. Call 1-800-8-N-YARDS. You could go to our website, kgov.com. But if you call, there are people standing by right now. Operators are standing by to take your call. 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. So one way to support what we do is to get our seminars. Because the seminars, for example, Christianity 101, a 4-DVD set or download. Now, that's a bit more expensive, right? It's $75. But we have a seminar on open theism, a 3-DVD set for $50. We have a seminar on the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil, $40. And other, we have an end time seminar in God's criminal justice system and hermeneutics, one of my favorites. And the plot, and the tree. Oh, I just love it all. But on November 15th, downtown Denver, we have the Global Flood and the Hydroplate Theory. It's at the Brown Palace. The seminar from 9 a.m. to 4 on a Saturday. It's going to be a very interesting seminar, a little different than normal. There will be, we have this available on DVD and Blu-ray and download. So there will be extra time for Q&A spread out throughout the day. You'll love it. God bless you.